Welcome back, students, and those of you who've heard this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. First-time listeners, I'm particularly glad you've tuned in. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to another new episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. I'm glad you could join me for episode 018, recorded on November 7th, 2010. Well, what kind of week have you had? Now that we've gained an hour in the U.S., it'll be getting dark earlier. A great indoor activity for two early darkening nights is a little extra playing. The endorphins that your body produces when you're playing and all that midline crossing that occurs when you play an instrument are extraordinarily beneficial if you don't spend enough time in the sunlight during these dark days. And that's most adults, and it's a lot of kids. You're in school during daylight or at work, and by late afternoon it's dark out. So if you're a person who tends to get a little gloomy when winter comes on, this might just be the time to practice a little bit more, whether it's practice time or just enjoyment playing. Maybe it's time to put in a few extra hours a week to improve your mental condition as well as your playing. I'm working with some new software. That's something new for me this past week that I hope is going to bump the quality of this podcast up a bit. It's not terrible now, but it can surely use some refinement. And let me apologize right now that there's tremendous wind outside and I've got the windows closed and I've even got a shade down to try to insulate the sound in this room, but you're probably going to hear a little bit of whirring, and that's wind. It might even be some leaf blowers somewhere in the neighborhood, but I'm trying to keep this quiet. I don't know that I can purge that background sound out, so I apologize for that. The other thing that happened this week is a student is leaving my schedule. Mirav, I'm going to miss you for sure, but don't neglect to play even though you don't have to practice or play anything for me anymore. Play frequently so you don't lose your chops. You're a good guitar player, and stay with it. That's about all for the intro. I'm kind of in a rush. I need to get out to be somewhere, so I'm going to try to run through the recording of this really quickly. So let's get on to the student spotlight. The student spotlight this week is shining on five students. They are Arno, Arthur, Danielle, Elliot, and Olivia. Again, I'm going to applaud this group for their consistency. Well, all but one in this week's spotlight are consistent. The one who's not is extremely gifted but not consistent. Yet that's what he needs to conquer. So Elliot, I'm glad you had such an amazing turnaround this past week. Let's see that same kind of effort and focus all the time, dude. You know, that's how you should play, and you should play even better than that because you just should. These guys did great, and since I'm in a time crush, I'm not going to spend any more time on it. Consistency, self-discipline, time management, that's all that you need to do, and focus is all you need to do, and you will be gaining ground on your mastery of the guitar. So, students and listeners alike, take heed. Let's move over to the question of the week. This week's question comes from an email. Bob asked if a particular online vendor is reputable. Well, I sent him a reply with what I knew about the vendor as far as them delivering what they described at the price they advertise with the delivery they advertise. Here's the thing. Any vendor can advertise anything online. if you are in a position like Bob, you need to get some external input if you are entertaining the idea of spending a significant amount of money on something, especially a guitar. With a guitar, you have some other considerations, not just how much does it cost and what am I buying, but you even have a concern about the capability of the vendor to deliver the guitar to you, if that's what's going to happen, and the guitar arrive in good condition. So, you know, there's an added element with the fragility and size and weight and just overall dimension of a guitar. So, in my experience, I've had some students order guitars by make and model from some extremely low-priced, quote-unquote, dealers, only to be disappointed in what they received, because there was some fine print disclaimer that said that the image and description were an example of what they were ordering, but not the actual product. Now, you've got to really be careful. Check ratings on independent sites, if you can, of a vendor you're thinking of doing business with. There are going to be a lot more scammers as Hanukkah and Christmas approach. This is the time when people part with their money very easily. So if a price online from an obscure vendor seems too good to be true, realize you may be facing someone who's just fishing for your credit card number, or not receiving what you think you ordered, or getting brand new second or reject products that may or may not be worth the money that you paid for it. So be careful. In a case like this, I'd be very cautious about any online vendor you or the people you know have never dealt with. At this time of year, the accuracy of a delivery date becomes a bigger issue than other times, too. So, you know, if someone has a product and they say that, you know, it'll be shipped and you'll have it in, if they're not talking about within 10 business days or 7 business days, you really need to be concerned, because it's possible they're accessing it from some central warehouse that may or may not be keeping up with inventory properly in their computer system. It might be a product that's on back order and they're not so willing to tell you it's on back order because they want to hold on to the sale. So you've got to be cautious about this. You know, just, you don't want to disappoint someone if you're buying a guitar for a gift. And please go back and listen to previous podcasts about fitting a guitar to an individual. You shouldn't buy a guitar unless you online for anyone, whether it's yourself or someone else, if you don't already know that instrument fits you. So you have to do a little bit of research, go to some guitar stores, hold some instruments that have the exact same body design and dimension, so you know you or whoever you're purchasing it for, that the guitar is going to fit. So that's something to be concerned about. So try to discern whether their delivery projections generally align with their actual deliveries. You're going to have to do some research. You can usually get that kind of feedback at various sites. So thanks, Bob. It was a very good question, very timely. And a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick is on its way to you. Don't forget, email me with questions you'd like to see addressed on this podcast, and if they are something that I think is worth discussing in this forum, I will be glad to use your question. And if I do and you're not one of my students, I will gladly get your information and send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. Let's keep moving. The news is up next. In the news this week is that the Elderly Catalog arrived last week. News? Well, considering Bob's question, yes, it is news. If you're on their mailing list and haven't received it yet, rest assured it's coming. So why is this news? Well, Elderly has been in the business for a long time, and I've dealt with them forever. If you're not familiar with Elderly, check them out online. They have a catalog. My experience with this vendor has always been a smooth transaction, great delivery, good prices. The if you place an order by phone, they're really courteous, they're very helpful. And from this particular vendor, if you catch a sale or find something difficult to locate elsewhere in their catalog or in their store or however you determine they have it, you are in no danger of making a purchase you're going to regret from them. I mean, anything could happen one time to anybody. You know, I mean, something can get lost in the mail, something can get damaged. But these folks know how to do business, their prices are fair, they've got a really broad range of instruments as well as gear and accessories. So if you're not familiar with Elderly, check them out. Also, don't forget, you have another week, if you live in the New York metro area, to get tickets to experience the Asods, that's Sergio and Odair, the great brother guitarists, in New York City, on November 18th at the 92nd Street Y. If you can possibly make it, I urge you to go. I'll put the link up in the show notes again, because this is a show that if you've never seen them live, or I don't even want to say seen them or heard them, I want to say experience them. If you have not experienced the Asod brothers in concert, you've missed something great. So I would urge you to get there. I would be there if I didn't have a prior commitment. So that's that for the news this week. Now, let's move on to the Take Notes segment. I'm really going to try to get out of here in a timely fashion today. Topic this week is surprise gift guitar lessons. I said it was coming a couple of podcasts ago, so here it is. Much of this information can be found on my website, and I will post the link in the show notes. So, now that it's November, this through almost up to New Year's Day is when I get more calls than any other time from well-meaning people who want to surprise a loved one with guitar lessons as a gift. There are also calls like these around Mother's Day and Father's Day and throughout the year when those unsuspecting loved ones celebrate birthdays and other special events. This is something I have to deal with every year, and people don't take it so well. My advice to all the wonderful people who want to surprise someone with the gift of private guitar lessons is, take the following advice from a seasoned, experienced instructor. Offer to subsidize the lessons if you wish, but do not attempt to choose an instructor without the intended student being involved. That's the most important thing you need to understand. Now, if you're looking to surprise a child with lessons, please read my Find a Teacher and the Kids in Guitar pages on my website. I will link to those also. Every year when I offer this advice, many people are disgruntled, and if I've spoken to them on the phone, they follow up with sending me a nasty email about me having been condescending to them on the phone when I really wasn't. I think it's such a shock to people who have a total inner assurance that it's the absolutely the best idea, it would be the best surprise for so-and-so, or that only a cranky, miserable control freak could possibly have another view of it being the best and most wonderful gift to give somebody. I always compliment someone who calls me and tells me, oh, you know, I really want to give my husband guitar lessons. It's going to be a surprise for Christmas, or I want to do it for my boyfriend. And it's usually wives and girlfriends who do it, but not exclusively. Sometimes it's grandparents who do it. You know, I compliment their thoughtfulness and motivation because no doubt they're sincere, And the only reason you'd even consider giving somebody surprise lessons would be because, A, you love them, and B, you know it would delight them. I mean, there's no other reason to go through all the aggravation of trying to set it up if that weren't your motivation. Anyway, the big deal here is that the student must be part of the selection process for an instructor. Let me back up for a second. There is an exception to what I just said. If you're shopping for a quote-unquote trial lesson, so the intended student can quote-unquote experience the instructor. In fact, the idea is really quite good, but the truth is that very qualified, good, competent instructors are busy and are not going to allocate the time in their already crowded schedules for a quote-unquote trial lesson. I don't want this to sound snooty, but a good instructor knows they're good at what they do. They know that if they've got someone who, A, has no physical or emotional or mental barrier or physical hindrance, and if they do their job themselves correctly, that the student is going to learn. If they're good at what they do, you know, barring some really bad chemistry between two people, a really good instructor can teach anybody, provided the student is willing to learn. So don't think I'm saying that a good instructor isn't going to make time for a quote-unquote trial lesson. Don't think of it as being snooty. It really isn't. Every good instructor has a plan, and you can't have a plan if you've never met someone. I always meet and interact with the students I'm going to teach before they ever have a first lesson. I, as well as most instructors, know exactly how they're going to present a first lesson. I never present it the same way twice to two different people because everybody learns a little differently. I cover just about the same material with every first student, whether it's a beginner, if it's a beginner. If it's someone who's played for 20 years who wants instruction, I still need to meet them and interact with them before I know exactly what I'm going to do the very first time I teach them. You know, I don't make myself available for trial lessons, and I don't know anyone else who does who's really good. Now, I want to qualify that by saying I do meet a student beforehand, and we have a consultation, and from that I kind of get to know the intended student as well as you can get to know someone in a quick meeting, get to understand their goals, how much they actually know, what their expectations are and if they're realistic or not. And I have some idea of, although maybe not on the physical end, I have some idea of what their musical capability is or lack or challenge they have in that area. So, I also don't do something else that a lot of people are looking for at this time of the year, which is make myself available for a, quote, month of lessons, nor do any other really good and competent instructors that I know. Occupying an open slot in someone's schedule, that is their income and their livelihood, for a student that is not, first of all, not intending to really learn to play, or that doesn't even know they're going to be a student, is not something most good and competent teachers do. Realize working with an instructor is really a long-term proposition. The student and teacher must be compatible, and on rare occasions that compatibility is lacking. But, you know, in that case, you might have the potentially greatest guitar student and an experienced, qualified, excellent instructor, but if they can't work well together, whether the cause is chemistry or anything else, the student should find another instructor, and the instructor has no business even wanting to teach that person. You know, God bless them, let them go find somebody else who's going to mesh with them well. A third party can't really ask the questions or interpret the answers that are integral. Oh, I can't talk. Let me start that sentence over again. A third party can't really ask the questions or interpret the answers that are integral for a potential student to determine if a particular teacher is qualified to lead them through what they need to become a well-rounded, competent guitarist. Likewise, that goes for a third party even being a parent. Surely a third party can't determine how the two might work together. That can only be determined by an informal student, an informed student and an experienced instructor, and them actually meeting. You will most assuredly be able to find people who are willing to sell you a trial lesson, a month of lessons, or even a quote-unquote six-pack. There, you know, although I would never offer that to you, and although many of my professional instructing friends would not offer it to you, it doesn't mean you can't find it. You know, you can find anything you're willing to pay for. Quality is really the issue. The highly qualified, skilled instructors I know will not occupy their scant open lesson times with any proposition such as whimsical gift lessons. Their schedules are already tight, and good instructors are seeking students who are enthusiastic and who will keep a weekly professional appointment with them and have a longer-term outlook than a month of lessons or 6 weeks of lessons or 2 months of lessons. That's a lot of time to tie up and turn away people who call you for instruction and say, and you have to say you have a full schedule. Meanwhile, your book's only going to be filled for 2 months, or you don't even know. I mean, some people want to start lessons and, you know, someone experienced can usually read them, but some people want to take four or five lessons and then stop, or they take three lessons and then they say, oh, well, could we go to every other week? I don't know who instructs you if you are currently sitting with a teacher. I can't accommodate every other week lessons. It's a problem. I can't have guaranteed downtime in my schedule. I don't know if some other teachers are more flexible than that, but me, I can't accommodate it. So use some wisdom here. This is a very long-term relationship that may develop. So you really need to have someone who is the right instructor teaching you or your loved one in this case. The people who will sell you gift lessons fall into two primary categories, and I want you to be aware of this. It's the person who can play, maybe even professionally, and figures if they pick up a few students when they have free time, all the better for them financially. I'm not even saying they're bad people. I'm just saying they're not necessarily competent, and they're not necessarily, they don't care how well you do. They're looking for some income. The other person who does this is the inexperienced or not quite so qualified teacher player who can't keep their appointment book full because their students don't learn much, or they're very casual, or they don't keep lesson appointments themselves because they're doing something else. Neither are who you should choose to make a student-teacher relationship with if you have any choice in the matter at all. If you like a band and approach a guitarist in the band to teach your loved one, you must remember that the skill set needed to play, and I'm not underrating it, don't misunderstand, and the skill set you need to teach do not necessarily completely overlap. All teachers must have a command of the guitar, goes without saying, but it does not necessarily follow that all players can effectively teach what they know. We see this in all aspects of life. I'm a really, really, really good improvisational cook. And when I'm asked to how to prepare something, I'll tell you that I use some olive oil or a little bit of something, and I'll often say, if you feel like it, throw in some of, you name the ingredient, whatever it is. Excellent cooks have training and are intuitive. A great chef instructor will help their students develop the intuitive part, but it's not likely your next-door neighbor's mother can do that. She can tell you to throw some raisins in the spaghetti sauce, but you also need someone to explain chemistry to you so you will understand why a quiche is flat and a souffle is full of air, and how and what makes them that way. Likewise, if you're an instructor, or if an instructor is teaching someone, say, a chord progression or scales or technique, they must draw on experiences greater than just their own playing to approach the particular discipline in various ways so as to be the most useful to the student, as well as being able to profitably correct the student's mistakes. So, you know, just because I can play, I don't know, name the song, doesn't mean I can teach it to you, Because A, if my experience, and I'm not talking about me, if some guy or woman's experience is really limited to playing, they're only going to teach you how they do it. And we all know that not everyone learns the same way, and not everyone even reasons information the same way. It's going to be a very scanty and probably not so profitable experience for the student of that individual. So long story short, don't get involved with seeking guitar lessons for your adult loved one, period. If you are seeking lessons for a child who lives with you, the student and instructor need to meet before you go ahead with lessons. Do not seek lessons for an adult or child who does not live with you. Often a grandparent will call to try to set up guitar lessons for a grandchild who's not, you know, it's not like they are a legal guardian and the child lives in their home. They just want to surprise them. And you just can't do it. It's, you know, like having someone get a pair of shoes for you. You know, you have to try them on. Do, by all means, offer to pay for some lessons. That would be a truly wonderful gift. But the intended student really must be involved in the procurement of a guitar instructor. And it may not be the first person you meet. So I want to caution you, it's a lovely, lovely idea to give someone gift lessons, but it really doesn't work when it's a surprise. Now, setting up the consultation for somebody you love, making the appointment for them, if they're really, really interested, and if the instructor will go along with even doing that without speaking to the intended student, that maybe would work. But anyway, that's my best counsel. Don't do it. It usually doesn't work well, and it's usually not a good experience for the student. I don't know how it is for the teacher because I've never done it. Anyway, that's my rant. That wraps up this week's segments of episodes 018. So let's move along to the outro and finish this baby up. Okay, congrats to Arno, Arthur, Danielle, Elliot, and Olivia for making it into the student spotlight. Keep up the good work. Listeners, be careful to check out any online deals for guitars or gear that seem too good to be true, or prices too wonderful, or too fast delivery. Get feedback. Make sure whoever you're going to deal with customarily delivers what is ordered, when it's supposed to be delivered, etc. And check that out from a third-party site. Definitely look into Elderly's catalog or website. They are diverse and totally reliable. They're really good folks over there. Don't forget the Assads in New York on November 18th. I will probably remind you yet again next week because they're just too wonderful to experience. And lastly, please don't try to surprise someone with guitar lessons. Take the surprise part out, and I'm all over it, and I will think you are just the most terrific person in the world. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for this episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please take note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me with your questions for the question of the week. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, or you can join the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com Facebook page. Links to both are on the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com homepage and podcast page. You'll also find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, as well as to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddlebrook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. Calling is best, and my phone number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.